We hear the phrase practicing Catholic. I mean, it gets thrown around all the time. What is a practicing Catholic? Usually it means somebody who is in Mass every week. That's a lot of times what people think of as a practicing Catholic. But let's take a deeper look. That seems rather bare bones, practicing Catholic. Someone who lives the sacramental life of the Church is certainly a practicing Catholic, but if they're living the sacramental life of the Church, there has to be more. Jesus in the Gospel says to us to look deeper. He says, "You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." Imagine if salt tasted like sand. That's what we're talking about. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden." If you ever go to the Sea of Galilee, you realize that the Sea of Galilee is about 1,200 feet below sea level. And it's surrounded by mountains. And Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, is teaching this. As a matter of fact, last week we were talking about the Beatitudes, and this is the part that comes right after that. So he's still in the Sermon on the Mount at the Sea of Galilee. We climbed up a small mountain overlooking the sea, and he has a large audience. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden." Now, what's interesting when you go there, and we had a guide that showed us this, you can see every single thing around the Sea of Galilee. So at night, you could see every single village. So everybody knew what he was talking about. He was using what they were accustomed to. Is it possible for us to be practicing Catholics, the salt of the earth, but lose the taste that the salt's supposed to have? If so, the next words from Jesus should cause us to pause and think. "If the salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled." The psalm says it well. "The just man is a light in the darkness for the upright. Light shines through the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and merciful and just." I realized this weekend that we don't celebrate enough the just men and women around us. We had a wonderful experience today. You may remember Marie Houghton, who used to play the violin for our choir here. Faithful Catholic, a just woman. "I anointed a man today who is a just man." And I told him, I said to him when I saw him, I said, "What's going on?" And he says, "I'm dying." And he asked me to anoint him. And we were talking about his life. And I said, "You know, you should pay attention to the readings this weekend, because they're all about you. This man has supported charities his entire Catholic life. He's been a faithful Catholic. He supports Catholic education. He supports St. Vincent de Paul. He doesn't miss Mass. He's a just man. And I read the scriptures this weekend to him. I said, this is you. There's no reason why we shouldn't say that to each other. I want to be a just man. Think about it. I want to be a just man. And a lot of times we think that's false humility or boasting. All through Scripture we hear boasting about the just man. It's a good thing. And we should want it. It's how we live in this life to prepare for the next one. We don't celebrate just men and women nearly enough in our life. Our faith is not some private secret like we want to, I'm a Catholic, I'm not going to tell anybody. That's not a just person. That's false humility. Isaiah said it, thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. There's an active part to being an active Catholic. It's being a just person. Our catechists prepare the children for their sacraments, and they do it faithfully year in, year out. These are the light of the world, making sure our children are prepared for the sacraments. Those who serve our community tirelessly without any complaints, they're a lot more than simply practicing Catholics. These let the word of light of God shine through them. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. That's what we're talking about when people say, oh, I'm a Catholic, but it's nobody else's business. Wrong. It's set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. If you drive out on the east side of our parish, over off of Hogeye Road, in that area where the Buddhist temple is, you'll see the salt of the earth. You'll see Community First, a group of Austinites who have done an amazing project for the homeless, trying to offer hope to the homeless. If you go down to John Paul II Life Center, you'll see a lot of volunteers trying to help women in trouble, trying to offer hope to women with problem pregnancies. We're not called to be radical Catholics, but practicing Catholics, just men and women who allow the Word of God to live in us and through us. The world needs us more than ever now. We can't let the world win. And the world can't win against the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We have to live our faith out in the open.